What is that background sound?
That's the coffee percolating.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's almost done.
Okay.
There won't be a little dinger that says ding done, but you'll know because it'll stop percolating. You know how coffee works, right?
No, I have a French press.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What is it? What sound does it make?
Fini. Hello and welcome to episode 545 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubing in Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam. That's it. Just Adam.
Just in the ether. Just existing somewhere. Yeah, no,
somewhere. Yeah, I'm here. You know it.
They all know it's like Madonna. We know who you mean. You know, you don't have to say Cher's last name. We know who you mean. We know you mean Cher McGillicuddy. We know it. Don't bother. Don't waste your time.
That's right.
All right. What's going on? First of all, Patreon. Let's start with that. Patreon.
Okay.
You know the rest. Just click. There's a link on our page. We appreciate the help. Amazon. Too lazy to stop doing that. So if you if you are buying things on Amazon, click to our site while you still can, and help us out, of course.
Maybe, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
I just realized, I have it written down here. Patreon, Amazon. What's going on? How did I miss that wonderful rhyme in episodes past, Adam?
I don't know, but you didn't miss it today. Yeah, you're on it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how we should. We're probably renaming the show that. No, Patreon is the way to go. Patreon is the. That's the future. That's like the TikTok that the kids are doing.
Right.
Your kids. We talk about this. Your kids do the TikTok or just watch the TikTok?
I think Sarah doesn't do it. Jack watches it occasionally. He likes YouTube. He's more of a YouTube. But I do catch him watching some of the TikTok things.
Okay. I get forwarded from our lawyer buddy there. You know who I'm talking about. I don't want to name him in case it's bad. I'm not sure how that works. He's a lawyer.
Right. So he might sue. Yeah.
He might. Or do some tort law. I don't know. I don't know what he'll do to me. Yeah. There's some precedents the whole legal world is confusing to me. So anyway, so he frequently sends me TikTok stuff, like the links to it, but I don't know how to do it. Anyways, this is a good story about me being I'm not an old man, I'm just grouchy.
Yeah, I haven't ever done it, so I don't know. I haven't watched it or anything yet.
Okay, just checking in. Okay. What is going on? What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
I don't know. I think good things. Yeah, we're good. People are doing more. Things are coming around. Next week's a big week. We have a lot of restrictions being lifted, and our numbers just continue to drop. So I think people are getting more comfortable going over to, you know, people's houses now, inside things. As of next week, larger gatherings outside, and we're going to be able to play sports against other teams from different places. And so, no, there's lots of good going on, but we're still just kind of in a slight holding pattern until I think it's Tuesday or Wednesday where the things change. So they wanted to hold it through a weekend, of course. That always seems to be the way.
Right.
But yeah, things are going to be definitely getting a little bit more relaxed here over the summer.
That seems to be the way of the world. That's what's going on here. I was at the ballpark yesterday. Our guys had a doubleheader against Munich, and then today was the grand opening of the softball field, our new softball / youth field, right next door, right behind it, our old field. So that was a big thing. So with a lot of people there, outdoor stuff, still people wearing masks outside and whatnot in like it's intermittent. That's what's kind of weird about it. It's like, it's not like it's fully accepted. Like, hey, you still have to do it. It's just that some people are still, you know, it's hit and miss. I'm not sure of the protocol of what the rules act. It's not actually rules. I don't think it's just what have you. Here you go.
Yeah.
But nice sunny day, both days, like 28 degrees, nice and nice warm days. Stands are full of fans. Fantastic. Like, great to be out amongst people again and that kind of thing. So, although here's the rules at our park. Okay. Get this, because you don't want to mess up the science on this one. The state of Baden-Württemberg has outlawed the sale of alcohol during sporting events.
Okay.
So no beer during the game. Now, you can buy beer right up until the first pitch, and then in the 30-minute break between games, the doubleheader, that's fine. And as soon as the game is over, you can resume selling. But during the match play, no alcohol shall be served.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure about the reasoning on that one. Maybe you can enlighten us. You have a bunch of connections in the science world.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you, unfortunately.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that was a good, that was a hot one, but all right. Receive my, in other news, I got shot number 2 after we spoke last week.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Mine is this week. I go this week for shot number 2.
Right. What was and you were one of the mRNAs?
I am one of the what?
mRNAs.
No.
Okay, which shot did you get?
I don't know. I got the Pfizer one.
Okay.
Is that an mRNA?
That's an mRNA vaccine. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Messenger.
Yes, that's
messenger RNA. So, well, the reason I ask is I'm not a vaccine shopper. I wasn't into that and whatnot. But however, it is of note, like when you talk about the side effects, because I know people I know who got the AZ, like a few people were really hammered by it in like the first shot. In fact, I know a few people who got both shots, but most people I know who got the AZ, some were fine, some were, you know, a little bit headache, and some were actually wiped out. Like, again, our lawyer friend there, he was in bed for like 3 days, just
okay,
and hammered him. So my first shot with the mRNA, the Moderna one, was virtually nothing. Like, I could tell that, you know, my sore arm, of course, and like a little small, like a bit of a Charlie horse, but that was about it. And after that, it was great. So I went in for the second one, and I was dialed ready in, had my appointment at like 5:25 in the evening, and had my first baseball practice scheduled for 5:30. Right after, 5 minutes after. So I was like, boy, can I make it? Can I do both? That's what I wanted to know. The answer is yes. So I went in and they said, oh yeah, okay, well, you're getting this one. The second shot is actually it's a much bigger dose. I did not know that. I thought they just give you two doses. Well, the second one is much bigger, they said. And so okay. To expect. So that some people are experiencing a bigger side effects. And I was like, yeah, okay, no problem. Like, what am I going to do? Say no? Like, oh, no thanks then. Yeah, I'm good. I'll just take some vitamin D. We'll call it a day.
Right.
And so we did that, and then so they were really quick. Went in, got it done. So I was done right at 5:25, and you're supposed to hang around for 15 to 20 minutes. But I didn't have a reaction the first time, and so I said, "Well, I can go, right?" And like, yeah, you can leave. So I was on the field in time for practice at 5:30, which turns out I shouldn't have done. It was okay. Like my arm was okay. It was a little sore, but it's my catching arm, so it's not a big deal. And the doctor said it was fine. I can go to baseball practice. But it was the first one in 2 years. So I woke up the next day and I was devastated. Mostly just my legs from not having run around shagging fly balls in 2 years. That was the big side effect.
Okay.
However, in side effect news, just to keep everybody and potentially you updated, I actually did get my arm was much sorer. Again, much larger Charlie horse. Nothing, you know, to write home about. Nothing to take aspirin for, nothing like that, or Advil or whatever. But the next day, I was feeling it. I was feeling like a little bit. If I had a job, I would have gone to work. It wasn't that bad, but I could definitely tell something was happening. And then the next day after that, I thought, oh, okay, all good. Not realizing that apparently it can last for like 3 days, is what they say. So I decided to go. I'm going for a swim. So I had just bought a. Did I tell you I told you I bought a wetsuit, right?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so I bought a couple of wetsuits because my plan is, you know, sometimes swim in the pool when I can, and then the other times I told you I'm going to swim in the lake. That's what I told you.
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't listen if you told me. Yeah.
Awesome. And so anyway, so I thought, okay, I'm going to try out my wetsuit, my first swim. I got halfway across the 1 kilometer swim and thought, oh no, this is not where I am wiped. Like I'm struggling to breathe and like, I'm like not struggling to breathe, but it's not as easy as it should be. And I'm in the middle of the lake. And I thought, yeah, this was a horrible error. So I finished the swim and walked back. I said, this is not a good idea. So. Update. Since then, have been swimming a couple times, did some super long swims, all is good. I can breathe just fine, so it was just a couple days of side effects. All good now.
Okay.
So, as of Wednesday, that's it. 2 weeks are up. Voll geimpft and fertig.
That so, means fully immunized?
Fully immunized and done. So you have to wait the 2 weeks after the second shot, and then you basically like not there's not much testing going on anymore. They've scaled it back because same thing, numbers have plummeted, and so they're scaling back on the testing. Like there's no requirement to test to go into the swimming pool right now. As of 3 days ago, they stopped doing that. But anywhere you have to get tested, you no longer have to get tested. That kind of stuff. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Cool.
There you go. So let us know how your reaction is. You know, it might be a little bit of a headache, might be nothing.
Yeah, and I'm scheduled to do it in the morning right before I work the entire afternoon, evening. So we'll see how that goes.
The good news is it tends to be a delayed reaction. So that's actually probably a really good thing.
Except for then I have to go to sleep. Come and then wake up first thing and start bright and early the next morning. So it might be the next morning.
But we'll see.
Like I say,
fine.
I did not have a reaction. A number of my colleagues did have like reactions. And so I'm like, well, we'll see. Everybody's different. We'll find out. There's not a whole lot. Like in terms of I made the appointment and I'm keeping that appointment. So we'll just see what happens.
Yeah, of course. What if you wake up the next morning with just a full mane of hair?
That would be cool.
Side effect is you're, I don't know, somebody with long hair. I couldn't think of anybody with cool long hair. The Red Hot Chili Peppers guy. That's
sure.
You just wake up and you're Anthony Kiedis.
1997.
Yeah, yeah. Living with a teenage Ione Sky. Google that. That's a weird little thing that no one talks about, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Okay, received my copy of Macro Photography by Don Komarechka.
Okay.
I was going to shorten it to Don Com, but then I was like, does everybody know who Don Com is?
Kind of like Adam. I feel like they do.
They do. So yeah, so my book arrived just yesterday, though. I haven't had time to sit down and read it. I'm going to read this one. Full disclosure, I didn't read the entire Snowflake one.
Okay.
Did you?
No. I flipped through it.
I did flip through it. I leave it out.
And I can say that I did read excerpts.
Yeah. Yeah. So did I. But
it wasn't just pictures only. That's what I'm saying.
This one, there's a much bigger chance of me reading it. And I happen to know that yours is on the way. He didn't have your address.
Oh.
But now he does.
I was wondering. I've been waiting by my mailbox and no book yet.
It's hefty. It's actually the book itself is a lot bigger than I thought it would be. I thought Macro would be like the size of like a quarter, and then you'd have to sort of like look at it through a macro lens. So like a coffee table book about coffee tables. That's what I thought it would be.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah.
Actually, Don, you should get one printed like that, a very small mini one, just as a prop. And then that's your book on macro photography. I should probably go into what do you call it? Advertising for books. What do you call that? Promoting? No.
Publishing?
Publishing? No, not the publishing part. They do the publishing, and I just promote them.
Okay. Okay. The book touring part? No, that's after it's already printed. I don't know. I don't know what it's called.
Marketing? Neither one of us do. Marketing. Yes, marketing. That's what we should do. I based on this conversation, you and I should just quit doing anything. We should probably just shut her down right now. Call her a day. So
okay.
There's all right. That.
Thank you and good night or good night. Morning.
Yeah. Reminder, monthly challenge is augmented light. I couldn't remember what we called it last week. I want you to basically take light and add to it.
Add
with,
light.
Yeah, whether that is with a flash or all flash or bounce or whatever it is that you choose to do, you have to somehow augment or adjust the light, existing light. Make it right. Better.
Sure.
That's it. Hopefully make it better. That's the plan. So hashtag that, Two Hosers Monthly Challenge, hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both. And tag us at Two Hosers on the Instagram, and we'll check that out. Or you put yours on TikTok, and Adam Sun will critique it.
Yeah, that's great. Great idea.
Solid idea. So there's that. So you got baseball. What have you been doing this week?
Yeah, mostly baseball. Baseball has been going, you know, regularly, and yeah, all in preparation for trying to play some other teams, because it's been nothing but our own team and one other team within our association that we've been playing with. So yeah, starting I think it's Wednesday, we play a game against another team, so that'll be fun to see how it looks. It's been a year and a half since we've played anybody outside of Richmond, so
right,
or maybe less than that. I know that no, it's less than that, because in the September, October, we kind of had a mini season before everything shut down, playing a few other teams. But it's just, it seems like it's been a long time. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's been a long stretch. Yeah.
Yeah. But baseball's been good, and the weather's been good. So, no complaints over here.
Okay. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I shot one evening. I took my camera out on our evening walk, and I was planning to shoot an evening photo. Didn't know what I was going to shoot. This was along for the photo challenge for, cause it was evening, right? That was where, and we ran into friends. And so I took some photos of some friends. I took a headshot, of a friend of mine. And then I took the shot that I used for the photo challenge, but that was the only time I had the camera out this week. Oh, actually yesterday, that's a lie. I took my camera to the park, and I was just going to take a few photos. Again, we were out with friends, going to play a little spike ball. You guys have spike ball in Germany, right?
They do. Yeah, the guys like it. I've seen it at the pool. Playing it. I've never played it.
So we were.
What is the appeal of spike ball?
It's relatively easy to learn and pick up, and yeah, you can get reasonably functionally good at it for a variety of sort of fitness levels. Like it's not like it's sort of rules of volleyball, but you can play it in a small area with, like, you know, you can have a game where you've got, you know, semi-athletic 40 somethings playing with athletic 12-year-olds. And so it's a good, it's a good game to just, hey, like, we got four people. Okay. Let's go play. And then after those people have played it a half dozen times, they get reasonably good at it, so you can have some good rallies. And then if you get people who have played it 20 something times, then the game becomes really, really fun. So now that everyone here seems to have had it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, pretty much wherever you go, there's like four people that are good enough to have a fun game.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's really out there. So we went to the park to play it with some friends, and I just thought I'd bring my camera around, not really thinking that I needed anything spike ball related as a photo, but I hadn't taken out those new flashes or used them at all, and I kind of wanted, like, I wanted to see how the master setting worked with like the 580 and shooting without triggers, just to see what it would do. Mm-hmm. And It works, but I couldn't seem to make it work in high speed sync. So I don't know. I don't know. And like it would come on and go off. So I'd have to look it up and research it. So I put it into master mode on the 580, and then I can do it all TTL, like master slave, but I couldn't figure out how to get it over to high speed sync. So I'll have to look it up. Maybe it's not even possible. I don't know. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but I had the 580 on the camera, so in the hot shoe, and then I had two 430s on a light stand, and I was just trying to make it all work. And I, again, no problem in like syncing at a regular sync speed, but I could not figure out how to do high speed sync with it, because I know you had said that I didn't get it thinking any of that, because normally I just put triggers, right? And I had triggers, and I could have easily just done it with triggers, but I wanted to see, do I need triggers? Can I do this? And how good is the syncing, like the infrared outside? That was my other thought. Like, okay, is it going to see these? Are they all going to go? And I guess depending on the angle, and the answer was at a regular sync speed, it was fine. It didn't go every time, but then I didn't have brand new batteries in every light, so probably some of it was due to recycle times. Seemed to be fine. I wouldn't do it this way. I would just do it with triggers, because already I'm like, well, what's the difference? I've always used triggers, and putting the triggers on, I can then not need a camera on the hot shoe, and I can also use the little controller thing to control all the different lights individually, which I find super handy.
Yeah, for sure, I don't have any of that. Mine are all just basic simple triggers. But even like the ones that came out, like, you know, 18 months after I bought mine, or what you're talking about, the ability to control all that, that sounds pretty cool. Now maybe you can't, maybe it won't do high speed sync via the infrared. And I remember the infrared being an issue as well. Like, you're right. Like, it has to be kind of a line of sight sort of situation. Yeah. So I think what we were trying to do is sort of tilt the, make sure we had the flash body facing the on camera one, the on camera flash.
Yeah.
So that it could see it. And then you basically twisting the head to a point where you wanted it to go. You couldn't just point it where you wanted it to, you know, just point the whole thing, the whole unit in that direction. You had to kind of tilt it and mess around. So yeah, especially with the line of sight part and being outside, etc., sounds like the trigger is the way to go anyways.
Oh, 100%. I wouldn't advise anyone bother with trying to do it that way. It was just more of an experiment more than anything. I just was interested to see, like, how does this work? And the answer is not well enough for me. Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things, I guess, if you really wanted to have a on-camera flash, then that's how you would do it, because otherwise, you know, you're using the hot shoe for the trigger, but my trigger has a little cable as well, so if I want to put a flash on the camera, I can in the hot shoe, and then basically use the exact same trigger via a cable out of the little PC sync port. So like, you can do all of that anyways. So really, no, thanks a lot, Canon. Where's your IR? Thanks a lot.
Yeah. And I don't find, like, I don't know, I can't even remember, to be honest, the last time that I was shooting with off-camera flash, right? And actually wanted a flash on the camera, because I have enough light stands. I would never, just, it's extra weight and it's annoying, especially if you're going to shoot in a vertical orientation. Like, I have no need. I can put that light wherever I want it. Why would I keep it restricted to a point where it has to stay on my camera?
Well, there are times where I have used that to great effect. Like, I really do like it. And that's like, you know, shooting events or something like that. So if you're kind of walking around a crowd or a dance floor or something like that, you can bounce light up into the ceiling or to the side and get kind of shaped light, and then have like a off camera, you know, like a backlight just kind of raking the dance floor.
Sure. Yeah.
So wherever you go. So that comes up. I do that maybe four or five times a week only. And then, you know, so.
It's not for the last 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't come up as often. It's not like, oh my god, you need that. When you do it, it is awesome. Like, the results you get are fantastic. But you could recreate that with other things, anyways. So that's the combo of doing the TTL on, you know, to light your subject on camera, like bouncing it, mixed with just a who cares, like a who cares flash raking across like the the dance floor, using it as a backlight. Right. You know, maybe it's hot, maybe it's not. Don't worry about it. You're going to get some cool looking light either way. So, all right. So as I said, we had baseball. So I shot some photos. Had two incidences. I shouldn't have said that word of guys running the catcher, which is verboten now. Like, you do not run the catcher anymore, ever. Like, the end. It's over now.
Right. You tried to evade the catcher.
You try to evade the catcher. I mean, sometimes collisions happen, but so in game one, a guy on the Munich team decided to drop the shoulder on our catcher.
Oh no!
And so it wasn't terrible. Nobody, there's no fisticuffs as you'd think there would be. But so I included that one. There he is, kind of mowing our catcher. You can see he's clearly out. It's not even close. It's not like it's a close play at the plate. Our catcher's way out front with the ball, and he does that. But then, coincidentally, in the second game, and this one's a little bit more incidental, one of our guys ran their catcher. Kaboom!
That's the baseball law, or he was just coincidental.
It was sheer coincidence. Like, it really was. It really was a play. It was, he was going. He hit. As our player here, he hit what was 357 feet of an inside-the-park home run.
Okay.
But then didn't quite make it. And so just at the end, like, the ball came in, and he just kind of, he actually tried to get out of the way a little bit, kind of put his hands up, and then ended up hitting them. So it's just kind of funny because you never see it. Also, the catcher you see, their catcher you see going down, he's from Surrey, so... Wally. He's from, you know, really is. He's from Wally. It's not a joke. He's from Wally.
Wow.
Small world.
The guy from Tübingen looks like Bryce Harper.
Yes. Yeah, a little bit. Actually, our shortstop tries to look a lot more like Bryce Harper than he does, but you're right. Got the long hair and the beard for sure. So.
All right.
Had a couple of those. What else we got? Double play ball. The umpire keeps getting in the way of my double play shots. So I'm not happy about that. Can you talk to him?
Yeah, he's right. You need a different angle here for this one.
Yeah. I was going to try, but then you, if I get over on the other side of the field, then I lose. You know, the right-handed hitters, because most people in Germany hit right-handed for some reason. It's a weird thing. Okay. Not a ton of lefties. So much so, I think I've mentioned this to you in the past, that like when a lefty comes up in the lower leagues, like the pitcher will turn around and yell "lefty" to the field. Which is, it's not Bush League, I'll tell you that. It's pretty Bush League, but it's like, yeah, what do you expect in Guppingen or Sindelfingen, right? You know what to expect. Herrenberg. Don't want me to just name some more hick towns?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I like the shot of the guy hitting like that.
That's Bryce Harper again.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, that's the same. That's the same guy. Or you got a lot of guys with that hair and beard.
We all look the same.
I like the background of the guys in the bumblebee outfits, just really, really into it too. So that's good.
I hate the guy standing up with his arms up there, that's my buddy. That's our former manager of our team. Like in game two pitcher, he went over to Munich. And so I'm going to be, I'll be in his wedding in a few weeks.
Wow. He's
getting married. Well, no, I guess in a couple months, not a few weeks. I guess that's a few weeks. Let's break it down. He's getting married in August. That's all. So that's kind of funny. Oh. He's in the background, but yeah, I tried to get in a little tighter. Like my instinct was always, you know, be to kind of include the whole hitter, all the his feet and everything like that. But I tried a few just to change it up a little bit, just kind of get in close. And, you have less room for error. Like, because the ball obviously has to be closer to the bat when the shutter goes, et cetera, et cetera. But if you do get, so you have a much, much lower success rate when you do that.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot can go wrong in terms of focus, which I'm already, again, I'm shooting through the screen. So like that's a problem as well. If you don't get just the right angle, like you might catch a little bit of the screen in your lens, which can throw off the autofocus, you know, at a time you need it. It's not ideal, but this is one that worked. And I had one of our game two pitcher who's just gotten out of fastball. Actually, that looks like more of a slider.
just curious what the, just going back to the tighter shot of the Bryce Harper guy, what's the shutter speed there?
The shutter speed is probably around 1/2000th of a second.
Okay.
Now the reason being is there's a whole combo here where like I'm on my last legs with this setup. This is the 70 to 200 because I really need as much length as I can get on this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm shooting this at 200 mils, which that, for whatever reason, that lens, because I dropped it at that concert a year and a half ago, just before this the whole mess started, it really, the calibration is off. And so it really only focuses on the 40D. If I try to put it on a full frame camera, it just, the focus is just soft, which is annoying. So I can't use it. I can't use it on my 5D Mark III. So I can only use it on my 40D, which is fine because the added crop, which is the same, it'd be the same. It's a 10 megapixel camera. So it's the same as me shooting it on the full frame and then cropping later anyway. So I don't buy into the, oh yeah, it's the equivalent of a 320 mil. It's not, right?
Right.
You're just cropping in. So however, I'm going to probably do that anyways. So I don't mind that part of it. I like the 40D is still a good camera, except I've had about 700 million shutter actuations on that camera, which means it's getting slow. Like it's getting intermittent. That unreliable. Okay. At higher shutter speed. So it goes up to 1/8000th of a second, I think it'll do. Anything past 1/4000th of a second or at 1/4000th or even faster, it may or may not actually do that. Like you can dial it in, but the actual shutter speed will probably be 1/1000th or 1/2000th because it sticks.
Gotcha.
So your exposure gets a little bit messed up. Thus, I'm a little bit more confident getting these shots in around 1/2000th. I know it'll be fine. I'd like to freeze the ball and the bat a little bit more, but that's life. Until this thing absolutely just burns and turns to dust in my hands, I'm going to keep shooting with it.
Got it.
All right. Then there's our pitcher, Josh, probably throwing a slider. He won game two, so mark that down. And then they only put one softball shot in there. Yeah.
That's totally just going back to your buddy there. Like that's a terrible face he's making. Like some people,
his game face is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fart face for sure.
Oh, definitely. But, the dude is like, he's like the Steve Prefontaine of pitching though. Like he's just all just gutting it out. And, he just works hard, throws a gem every week. Just on sheer will. And so another good effort. They won 5-2 for a game they should have got blown out in. So good for them. So there's from today, earlier today, the new softball field that we just opened. Not quite finished yet. The stands aren't all done and everything like that. But got a shot in that game. And wow, that was hard. First of all, softball is a slightly different game, so, you know, you do sit closer, which is nice. The backstop is much closer, so I can use my 24-105 on the 5D Mark III and still get a great frame, which means I can reliably shoot at 1/8000th of a second.
Right.
So that's why this action is really stopping. Like, you really, everything's frozen in this.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing now that her hands are a little far apart, and I'll talk to her about that. See if that's on purpose. Okay. A bit of a Ty Cobb situation there, but here's the real challenge where like I was really rad. I shot for a little bit and then left. It's crazy. I didn't realize the new backstop mesh, the chain link, they got very very small. So, like, the hole that you have to shoot through is very small. The lens, you can't really shoot through it. So even if you look in the top left-hand corner, you can see a little bit of gray haze in the image.
Yeah, sure.
That's the chain link. So you cannot shoot through it. If I move even, like, just a millimeter to the right to avoid that, it shows up on the right-hand side. So that's a bit of a frustrating situation. All right. That's it. That's the interesting stuff that was shot, I think.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Topic this week. No, challenge this week. The photo challenge was evening. I figured you were going to get an awesome evening. Evenings in Steveston and around here are fantastic this time of year. So what do you do in the evenings generally, Adam, besides binge watch Netflix?
No, I either work or we have baseball. Though I work a couple of evenings a week, and the other evenings, it's either baseball or, for example, last night we had a free evening and we spent some time with friends out at the park and stuff. So, yeah, I'm pretty much always I'm not at home watching Netflix. Let's say that.
Okay, I need to back up a sec. I forgot an interesting thing that I shot.
Okay.
Not right. Photos. So you don't. I'm not going to bore you with photos, which is the good part. I actually shot video this week. I had a job, like my first real job in a year and a half.
Okay.
Went up to a place called Ingolstadt. Have you heard of it?
No, just now. Okay. I heard of it just now.
Just now. Okay. So the job, if you know what goes on in Ingolstadt, then you'll think, wow, that is a sexy job Alan had. And you're not wrong. It is with that company that I was working with, but it was not nearly as sexy. It wasn't like I was out in a new R8 racing around. That would have been awesome.
Okay.
However, it was pretty cool. It was nice. I went up the day before, stayed in a hotel because we started early in the morning. It's about a 3-hour trip from my house. And so he wanted to start early, so they put me up in a hotel, and then the next day went out and shot, and it was pretty simple job. One man gang, of course, as I normally do. But did a move that I have never actually done before, which I don't know why I haven't, but I will be doing a lot more of. Doing the audio. So I was doing we were working in some cars. And the actors had dialogue, and one of them was it was a she, and she was wearing basically a nice, very nice, form fitting white suit with like a white turtleneck. So, good luck putting a black microphone on her,
right?
Like a lav mic. You're not going to hide that. And so everything had to be done with the shotgun mic, which I prefer anyway. The sound is outstanding. On those mics. So I found a way, like I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to hide this in the car. Like we're shooting outside, but in the car. And so I can put this in. I had brought my GorillaPod. That's what they're called, right? Those little bendy things.
Yeah.
So I have the GorillaPod, which I can mount my mic on, which I'm doing actually right now while we record this. And was able to basically secure it like on like the handle of the door and get the mic just out of frame and getting a great mic set up or on the steering wheel. And going to be doing a lot more of miking with the GorillaPod. That's my plan. But then I had to get all the footage up to – I'm doing the job for Chris Marquardt. He's doing the editing. And so he's up in Hanover, right? So it's like five-hour drive. So I have like 30 – plus gigabytes, no more than that, probably like 60 gig of footage and audio that I need to get to him. And, you know, you can send that via the interwebs, but that's going to take a long time now, still. So his move, he said, all right, I'm going to send you a memory stick. I said, you know what, even better, buy an SD card. That's what I do typically. I don't bother with memory sticks anymore, like, you know, the little plug-in USB jobbies.
Yeah.
Do you ever use those anymore?
It's been a long time, yeah.
Yeah, I don't bother. So what I do is I say, here, just buy a 64 gig SD card.
Yeah.
On Amazon, have it shipped to my house, which he did. It was there like the next day. I'll throw everything on that, mail it to you, and then when you're done, you can actually use it in a camera or an audio recorder. Because you never use those memory sticks. They just get lost in your drawer. But SD card you can use. That's a little fun tip for you. Or maybe a micro SD if that's something that you're gonna end up using in one of your cameras or in your car for the audio, et cetera, et cetera. That's the way to transfer it. So I go and get that, and I throw it in the mail, and I go to the guy. So I show up at the post office here in town, and it's like, okay, so I need to send this. Like, okay, well, here, get one of those envelopes. And hold on. Hang on. What's up? Okay. My daughter's going to go to the playground.
Okay. All right. Okay. She may go. I say that it's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. She snuck up on me. Yeah. No, I'm in the middle of a show, sweetie. No one's listening anyways.
Yeah.
So now,
she knows you're a big deal, right?
Yeah. She understands how podcasting work. Doesn't care.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. Anyway, now I'm not even sure this is going to be a funny story now. But this is like this sums up Germany to me. If you need to know what Germany is, it's this. So I go in and I need an envelope evidently. I thought I would send it in one of their special envelopes, but no, it's just a regular envelope. So the guy's like, and then I have to send it via registered mail because Chris wants to track it, right?
Sure.
So I'm like, okay. Well, he's like, oh yeah, well here, take on this envelope and then write the address down and put it in there. He's like, okay, the big line of people behind me, and the envelope that's 40 cents. I was like, yeah, no problem. I'll just write on it and then, I'll pay for the $3 shipping and all together. I'll do it one payment. No, that's not possible. You have to pay the 40 cents now. Walk 1 foot to the right and write down your address. And then he'll weigh it and then charge me the $3.27 for shipping separately. It has to be two separate payments.
Right.
I was like, yeah, no, I understand what you're saying, but like I have a $20 bill here, €20 bill. Like, why don't we just do it together? It's not possible. Because I feel like it is possible. I feel like that maybe I'm good for the 40 cents until I'm not going anywhere. Like I'm gonna turn and run out with that envelope. That literally cost them less than 2 cents. I'm just going to turn and bust out of there cackling like a hyena. I got him.
Yeah.
Burned him.
That must have happened. This is where this policy came from. Somebody did that.
Oh, yeah. The great German envelope thief.
Yeah.
It was a heist. That's where the big heist. I think Steve McQueen played the guy.
Maybe he got like 4 envelopes at once. So now, that's like $1.60, right?
That's true. Yeah, you don't want to get burned on that. Yeah. I'll just hold them ransom for some Bitcoin. That's what I'll do. Anyways, it's like, I was like, guys, hey, life doesn't need to be this complicated. Okay?
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, let's get into some photo stuff. Well, we have already, but more. Photo challenge is evening. So I figured you'd have some evening stuff. Let's look at your evening photo.
Yeah, so this was just the evening walk that we went on where we just ran into a couple of our friends, and I said, rather than, just doing a selfie or taking a photo of my wife, I thought I'm going to do some people that are different that we haven't seen for a while. So, they were happy to pose. And so I sat them on a bench and I did a lens flare shot, which I just liked how the rays of light came across. So I probably took, I don't know, 20 different photos of them, not all on the bench. I probably took 3 on the bench and a couple over by. There's a swing set. There's a playground. I did a headshot for my female friend there, up against a school that has like a big mural painted on it. And yeah, so I took some different pictures, but I like this as far as the evening goes, just because of those rays of kind of flared light that are coming across that just kind of looked cool to me, looked different. And just their happy expressions. I was kind of, trying to make them comfortable, making them laugh. And so they were genuinely laughing. And then I snapped a photo, which I liked, rather than just kind of the posed smile photos. I liked it because this was just an in-between laugh moment, which just looked more genuine.
Indeed, yeah. So this is like a really good shot, like very very candid yet posed, which is nice, but also very very sharp too. Like which is sometimes it can be a real challenge when you're shooting these lens flare because the autofocus can go a little hinky. So to get it like this tack sharp like this. So I looked at the camera the lens was 85mm at an f/5.6.
Right, which seems to be a nice happy medium. I think we talked about that a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
I think when I used to go with the 85 for the longest time, it was like everything was at like 2.8, not at 1.8, because 1.8 I found that I could almost keep nothing in focus. Like you get
right.
an eye and then the nose, even at this distance, still very, very difficult to get anything in focus. And you could also tell too, like their eyes aren't lined up perfectly. And so therefore I need a little bit of wiggle room. And the 85 mil is like, if I shut this, even at an F4, one of them would be in focus and one of them would be out. So the 5.6 backed up a bit, seems to be nice in terms of the background blur. Like you see even the grass that's not far behind them goes out of focus nicely. So yeah, kind of like the 50 mil with an F4, the 85 with an F5.6.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And the good thing is too, like you have them close enough to the camera and a deep enough background that it will go out of focus.
Right.
If it's the other way around, if they're further away from you up against the background, then yeah, good luck to you. Even at F1.8, you're not going to have that, you know, crush that depth of field. So it is a lot about the composition. So it's funny that like, you know, you posted this because it was without having seen yours yet, I originally had shot one of a very similar style of my son holding the soccer ball. I had the 85 mil at F4 because I only had the one subject in the frame. If there's two, I would have gone with a 5.6 for everything that you just said. It would have been the identical photo, but you see, I went with this sort of yellowy lens flare.
Yeah, I saw that photo of yours too, and I was like, oh, those are very similar. But I saw that it wasn't the one you're using. But I took another photo of these friends that looks very similar to that, with one sitting on the swing and one standing in behind. That looks, because the difference really is just the way the light is flaring. But my other photo, it didn't flare as much, and so it looks pretty much identical to that type of light that you have with your son there. And again, it's just a nice, pleasing. It says evening. I mean, I guess it could be morning, but it's sort of says evening to me, like just that sort of warm, glowy light that I think we just associate with the evening so much.
Well, we do, especially right here, because this is the evening, obviously, but it's on our front yard, and like that's where we like to spend our evenings when the sun is out. We have the bench out there, and the kids play in the grass, and it's a really nice, you know, it's a great time of day. But here's my son's really proud of his brand new soccer ball he just got like the day before.
Oh yeah, was this a Euro soccer ball?
Yeah, this is the game official match ball replica. The most my wife could not believe how much money we spent on this. He needed a new one because he goes through them rather quickly. Actually, he wears them out, and so we decided, okay, you know what? This time I'm going to buy him a real soccer ball. So, what do you think an actual Adidas match ball replica soccer ball goes for?
In euros, you're asking.
In euros, yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say like 50 or 60 euros.
That would be a lot, actually. So it's 35, which my wife thought was a lot. Because they do sell the $8 versions, but they hurt your teeth when you kick them. So it's like, yeah, don't do that. Like he really wanted an actual real soccer ball. So I said, yeah, you get it. So. Like my wife sit down a whole bunch of rules. Okay, now no looking at the ball. Don't, if you're not playing with it, don't taunt Happy Fun Ball. Like that was her thing. Like just let him play. He'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
Sure. I guess it's all relative. Like here, and again, maybe it's a little bit of the age of the kids and sports. Like that doesn't seem like anything in terms of, you know, the cost of sporting equipment and, you know, hockey and baseball and like, you know, the bats that the kids are using. Now you probably get a bat now every 2 years and they have warranties on them and whatnot. But I'm going to say the average bat that the 12-year-olds are using on our baseball team would retail for $270.
Yes.
That's the excessive. Average. That's the average. That's just what the bats cost. Now you can get a $50 bat, like that still exists, but nobody playing competitive baseball. And that's not just our team. That's all teams are using a $50 bat. So So when you say when I guessed high, it wasn't to kind of like crap on your point. It was just that I'm so used to equipment costing so much.
Yeah. No, I've seen the price of bats, and quite honestly, it's out of hand for the kids. I mean, like I said, the technology that your son is swinging is it's not just ridiculous; it's actually unfair, like to the game. Like the bats are so unbelievably light yet strong. It used to be like, okay, you can have a light bat if you want, but it's made of pumpkin wood, so it's just you're not going to hit the ball. But now, like I've seen the bats that go for like $350. You know, for a kid's bat, and you're like, wow, what are you doing? Like, that is excessive. $50 is kind of a waste of money. You can pay too little for sushi, I found, right?
Right.
So you don't want that either. Like, you don't want just some, you know, piece of junk that's going to, you know, dent every time you hit it. But there's got to be something in between. But, yeah, they do. So that's why I didn't mind, and he just loves it. He just loves kicking around with that soccer ball. So anyway, I didn't use it. That was shot as my backup. So let's get into the real ones. Okay. There it is. The kid's laughing in the evening.
Nice. It's sort of like the blue hour kind of time. Like another time that we kind of associate with evening is that blue hour just after the golden sun just has just gone down, right?
Well, it's funny you say that, Adam, because I shot a shot to illustrate what was happening. We had fantastic golden sunlight. We had, like, it was amazing. So we went for a little walk after dinner, walked out in the field and thought, okay, I'm going to just go and get this amazing glow. The second we stepped out there, you look down, you can see I shot the cloud shot. That's what happened with those clouds rolled in right at that moment. So the sun isn't down yet, but the clouds decided to give me a fake blue hour.
Oh, okay.
So I fully intended to do, and I like blue hour. Blue hour would still be evening. It's what I do love it. However, that wasn't what I was going for. So it was kind of stolen from me, which I wasn't happy about. But what I did like about this shot is that this is actually a genuine laugh. My kids are having a really good time because, and what did I end up shooting? This was the 85 as well. Cause I love shooting with that setup. This started, I included a couple of photos to show you how we got to here. So there's one of them posing, the very bottom one, evening serious. That was the beginning when they're just going to pose for a shot.
Yeah.
They're just staring through me. It's like they're in an ad for something too cool for dad to even know exists, right?
Right, right.
And I was like, we can't have this. And so got them to sort of crack a smile so that we have the evening crack a smile shot where we're getting there. That looks a lot more posed, but a little bit more candid, but still posed to me. And then I managed to get them to break them up and laugh in the one that we have. That's an actual laugh, you know, in the kind of stuff that makes kids laugh. So I like the actual candid version of a pose shot. And then my daughter wanted to do the walking shot. So she took my son's hand, said, here, Dad, shoot this. And just as she got right to that spot, she just did the point. Wasn't pointing at anything. She just knew it would look good if she was pointing.
Right. Your son's not looking or buying into it, though. So she's all in. He kind of wrecks it by just kind of having the goofy grin and not looking at what she's pointing at.
It's because my wife is standing right behind me laughing her head off because my daughter's doing the fake point. He's like, she's just doing that because he thought that was the height of comedy. And I said, yeah, I do like that too because like they don't ever – actually, they do hold hands and walk. They still like each other, but not all the time. But yeah, my son just ruining it. Cannot commit to the moment. Nice job, buddy. All right. I have a topic, but you went long with a lot of your baseball stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So if you can think of a name for this episode.
How about running in circles?
Is that a
chasing
thing?
Chasing your tail.
Why was that? Well, how does that relate?
Oh, no, that we got to 54 minutes without a topic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. I'll think of something to call this one. We'll do the topic next week. I'm going to give you a little taste of a little hint because I want you to think about it. I want you to think about it and actually be prepared for next week then.
Oh, that's what I do. Preparation.
Yeah, no, yeah. H. And so
Next week is Father's Day.
Not in Germany. We already had it last week.
Did you?
Last month. Yeah, they do it in May here.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. So I might get two. I might get a Canadian Father's Day to be ignored as well. So okay. That would be nice. Well, Father's Day here is all the dads get together, fill like a wagon full of beers and just hike across the country, like the countryside. Like that's really what they do, and just get hammered, and that's Father's Day. Okay. Except it's spread. Just everybody just does it now. Fathers or not, everybody just does that. Except not the last 2 years because of COVID. So that was that. So I got no Father's Day hike this year. All right. So next week we'll talk about it. I want to talk about the difference between buying off brand and brand equipment, like no name equipment or knockoff stuff versus the real deal. And if you do it, what you buy, what you don't, what you've had success with, what you haven't. We'll talk about that next week, Adam, when we have a little bit more time.
Okay.
Okay. Monthly challenge for June is augmented light. Hashtag that two hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag hey hosers, even better. Do both of those things and tag us at two hosers on the Instagram, and we'll discuss that at the end of the month, really the beginning of July. Challenge for next week. I have, based on what we were talking about before, I have off-camera fast shutter. So off-camera flash with a fast shutter speed. Not necessarily high-speed sync, because I was considering doing it with the X100. But if you have a better one, we can go with your challenge.
And you don't want it to be Father's Day.
That's not going to be interesting at all.
Fathers and sons. How about just fathers and sons?
Fathers and sons. Okay. Yeah. That's going to be like a timed selfie then. You can't have your wife take the photo and then have you call it your own.
Okay. But if I set it all up and have my wife click the shutter, I don't have a tripod. I broke it.
Okay. Well, yeah, that'll be part of our off-brand discussion next week. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had a branded one too.
Yeah. Don't spoiler alert.
Teaser. Yeah.
What are you doing? People are already tuning in for that one. Yeah. Okay. Father and son. We'll do that. That's what's going to be. Father and son.
Great.
What if it's not your son? It's just some random kid.
Hey, as long as it's the son of somebody, I think that's fair. It's all fair game.
Okay. I might recreate the son of Sam.
Somebody's dad too. Could be somebody. You could just random dad.
Okay. Yeah, just two random people. Two fathers and two sons go fishing. Everyone caught a fish. They came home with three fish. How was that possible? We'll answer that question next week, Adam. Website, Adam, where can people... Oh, you're doing a website. I don't want to have a... I just renewed a bunch of websites. I don't want to do that anymore, by the way. So you are ahead of the curve, Adam.
I cracked the code.
Yeah, I don't think you're missing out. I think you doing the gram is the way to go. I think we still have to keep a two hoser site, but maybe we don't. I don't know. I don't know what we have to do anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Websites, thing of the past. It's all done.
Yeah. Okay. I'll do it on TikTok. That's all. I'll talk to your son. I'll consult your son and see what to do. Where can people find you on the Instagram?
Adam Two Hosers.
And you can find my stuff at alanattridge.com, twohosers.com, or at twohosers on the Instagram, of course. But the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that is it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.